time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump admitted Tuesday his planned summit next month in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un might not go ahead after Pyongyang seemed to back off in recent weeks on giving up the country's nuclear weapons.
What are your conditions for a meeting with Kim Jong-un?
You said you I'd rather not say, but we are working on something, and, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
What? Trump opened the door to a phased dismantling of North Korea's nuclear arsenal, backing away from his demand that Pyongyang abandon it completely. Trump, as usual, rambled when speaking with the press after his meeting with South Korean President Moon on Tuesday.
Just an update, sir, just on where things stand with the summit. President Moon's national security advisor on the way here seemed to think that things are on track and that this will indeed happen.
Well, we're moving along and we'll see what happens. There are certain conditions that we want, and I think we'll get those conditions. And if we don't, we don't have the meeting. And frankly, it has a chance to be a great, great meeting for North Korea. And a great meeting for the world. If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time. But we will see. But we are talking. The meeting scheduled, as you know, on June 12th in Singapore. And whether or not it happens, you'll be knowing pretty soon. But we're talking right now.
Do you have an idea of how denuclearization would take place? Would it be?
I do. I have a very strong idea how it takes place. And it must take place. That's what we're talking about. It must take place. So, but I have a very strong idea and I have very strong opinions on the subject. I also have very strong opinions that North Korea has a chance to be a great country. And it can't be a great country under the circumstances that they're living right now. But North Korea has a chance, really, to be a great country. And I think they should seize the opportunity, and we'll soon find out whether or not they want to do that.
Stacey Abrams became the first black woman in the U.S. to be a major party nominee for governor, winning Georgia's Democratic primary on Tuesday. Democrat Lupe Valdez made history in Texas by becoming the first Latina nominated to run for that state's governorship. In other primary news, fighter pilot Amy McGrath is the latest political newcomer to triumph in a Democratic primary, winning Kentucky's swing 6th congressional district on Tuesday. Establishment candidate Lizzie Fletcher also won, beating progressive activist Laura Moser in a Texas district Democrats hope to flip and where the DCCC actively campaigned against Moser. And Gina Ortiz Jones won the Democratic primary for a Texas U.S. House seat and could become the first lesbian, first Iraq War veteran, and first Filipina American to represent the state in Congress. Only Republican lawmakers, not Democrats, will be invited to Thursday's meeting to review classified information relating to Trump's suggestion the FBI might have used an informant to gather information on his 2016 election campaign.
Tomorrow will be the meeting between members of the DOJ and Congress to review the highly classified documents related to contact between an FBI source and the Trump campaign. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy will meet with FBI Director Chris Wray, National Intelligence Director Dan Coats, and a DOJ national security official named Ed O'Callaghan. No Democrats were invited to the meeting. That's another break in the traditionally bipartisan field of intelligence oversight. The White House says there was no reason to make the meeting bipartisan.
The Democrats have said that they think it's inappropriate to have a meeting set up with just Republicans in the Justice Department. Is the White House, would the White House welcome Democrats to be at that meeting?
My understanding is they haven't been the ones requesting this information. I would refer you back to them on why they would consider themselves randomly invited to see something they've never asked to.
But on Monday evening, more than 15 hours before the participants were announced, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer issued a statement saying, if such a meeting occurs, it must be bipartisan in order to serve as a check on the disturbing tendency of the president's allies to distort facts and undermine the investigation and the people conducting it.
The besieged EPA barred members of the press from attending a meeting on water contaminants at the agency's headquarters in Washington on Tuesday. An AP journalist was grabbed and shoved by a security guard at the event. At the White House press briefing on Tuesday, Sarah Sanders dodged a question about the incident.
So I wanted to get your comment on this incident that happened at the EPA earlier today. They were having a national summit on water contaminants. At least two reporters were barred from going into the event, and one was forcibly removed. I wondered if you had a comment. Do you approve of how that was handled, and will anyone be speaking to the press office over there about it?
Certainly we'll look into the matter. I've seen the reports. I know EPA has put out a statement. At this point, I'd refer you to them as we look into the incident. I don't have a lot of visibility since certainly we weren't there and we're in other meetings here, but something we are certainly going to look into. But at this point, I'd refer you to the statement the EPA put out.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.